Welcome to the Ultimate Chastity Podcast, the long defunct project, and well, been about 9 years since I've actually recorded for this guy, but we'll start it new, we'll reboot this thing up. Let's start off by kind of explaining what the ultimate chastity is, and in my opinion, that would be the removal of the penis, leaving the testicles, basically leaving somebody in permanent chastity without the use of a chastity device, a cage, whatever. Getting into it, let's go into a little of the back history for myself. This is a sort of desire that I've had since about the age of 8 or 9, when I first had this desire to remove or be rid of my penis. Never really have understood why I've had this desire. I don't know if it's a body integrity issue. I don't know if it's something that occurred when I was younger. I just know as far back as I can remember, I've had no desire to have it where it is. As I've grown up, as I've gotten older, the desire has seemingly gotten worse. It has gotten better. It has gotten to a point where I just want to do it and be done with it. I've had all kinds of feelings around it. I mean, you look at my life, I do have 5 biological children, so, you know, it has been used, but it is a situation where I've only done so as that is what society has programmed, as society tells me I'm supposed to do with it. I've never really had the function or the desire to have it in that manner. Now, in recent years and recent times, has things happened in my life that have geared closer and more towards my desires? Absolutely. I will probably get into those more in depth in later podcasts. But for now, that is, you know, not exactly a priority. Now, this really kind of is going to be just me clearing my head, clearing my thoughts on a lot of stuff. Now, over the years, I have, you know, talked to several individuals who have gone through with the process, the procedure, whether it was the do-it-yourself method, whether it was they got the clearance that they needed through psychologists to get it done by a surgeon. And out of all of them, I've only met one or talked to one individual who has, in fact, regretted going through with it. And I think since then, he has also gone through with having his testicles removed as well to try to help combat the sexual desires that, or the frustrations that he was having following it. I think more because he was more focused on the actual act, not the aftermath. However, with that being said, I have talked to several individuals throughout the years that many of them who have done it themselves have been very happy on the back end of it. Have they talked about having frustrations from time to time? Absolutely. But for the most part, they have been very happy with the results and very happy with not having it there anymore. Several of them have, in fact, had to have medical intervention after the do-it-yourself method was done, mostly because they didn't plan for certain aspects of the procedure. A couple ended up having to go to the ER almost immediately following the removal due to complications that arose from not following and prepping for certain scenarios. A couple were situations where the urethra closed on them and they had to go seek medical to have that combated. For the most part, I've also talked to several individuals who have never had to have or seek any medical attention following, as they planned it out pretty well. Now, with that being said, I'm not going to condone, I'm not going to tell somebody that a do-it-yourself method is the way to go. And I'm not going to tell you to do it. Number one, I'm not a medical professional. Number two, not really something you should probably be doing by yourself without medical knowledge, let alone should be being done by a professional, a surgeon. But I'm also not going to be one who's going to go, well, you know, this is how it is. Because of how difficult it is to obtain this type of procedure still in 2021, I understand why a lot of individuals who are going down this path have gone the do-it-yourself method. And yes, there are ways to find individuals out there that'll help you proceed with this. I am not going to tell you how to do that. For one, I don't even know how to do that. I'm not going down that road. I'm sure if I asked, I could find the corners and find the people. I don't want to. That's a sketchy way to go. However, I'm not going to ever look down on an individual who has proceeded to find whatever method it is that they have to make to get what they desire. But as I said, this podcast is really just going to bounce around a lot of times due to that is my train of thought. I have always had a form of ADHD, which means my mind is literally a whiteboard filled with a bunch of sketch pads and notes and everything else and trying to keep on track of where I'm at. But back to where I was at, a little, you know, introduction to myself. This has been, let's see, I'm going on 36 years old now, so 28 years. 28 years I have dealt with knowing that I have this desire. And as this desire has shown, it can become highly engulfing, can be very focused at times, I guess. It can be consuming. And quite frankly, can really, really mess with your head. It has, for 28 years, I have had days where it consumes my mind to the point where I do think that if I were to just do it myself and be done with it, whether that meant a trip to the ER following, whether it meant I had everything planned out perfectly and never had to see a doctor, I would be the better. I've had, you know, it's consumed me to the point where maybe if I just go see a psychologist and get the paperwork, you know, I'll be able to find somebody within the, you know, time and, you know, get the money around and do it that way. It is, in fact, just how it is. Now, I don't know why it's like that. I don't know if it is just, you know, things that have gone on in my life, you know, things going on at the time. I don't really know. And I think that's why a lot of times I write in a diary to try to get thoughts off my head. But I also have decided that maybe rebooting this kind of self-diary podcast for the Ultimate Chastity, well, quite frankly, might help clear my head as well. So there's that, I guess. But like I said, as this goes along, chances are my focus and my thoughts will be a lot better as it gets more in depth and I'm really able to focus better on what it is that's on my mind at the time. You know, especially for introduction things like this, I don't know where to go. I'm not used to talking about myself 90% of the time. So that has been really one of the biggest problems that I've had in life, is that I have a hard time expressing what's on my mind, how I feel, and a lot of that stuff. So, you know, you're going to have to bear with that side of things, because I really, really do have this tendency to just close up, and I have to try to open this big, massive book that I've, you know, locked away for years and years and years. Even, you know, things that have happened or things I've thought about in the last 2-3 days gets put in this page. It gets put in a page of that book and it gets filed away. And really, that's kind of what I'm hoping with, you know, writing in a diary, writing in whatever, you know, going back to my artwork, going back to, you know, writing music, rebooting this podcast. You know, I really am hoping that a lot of that will help reopen that book and get a lot of those pages cleared off, so to say. Well, so to speak, whatever the saying is nowadays. Well, whatever the saying is, period. I can never really remember words. But once again, I'm kind of bouncing off of a lot of what I am trying to focus on. And like I said, a lot of these podcasts are probably going to be like that. But for the most part, back to really what this was, is an introduction to the podcast, introduction to what it is. More, you know, a little more about myself. I am a self-trained tattoo artist. I trained myself to tattoo approximately 16 years ago. You know, I tried to get an apprenticeship, but at the time it was very difficult to get into that field. You know, it was still really an underground field of work. So I, at the time, was able to come across the, you know, set up, and luckily had quite a few buddies that weren't too afraid to have some really bad artwork on their skin to allow me to learn and get better. And, you know, now we're looking 16 years later, and, you know, I'm still doing that, you know, part-time. But, you know, it is still a situation where, you know, you gotta realize your priorities. You know, like I said earlier, I've got, you know, 5 biological kids. I've got 2 additional kids from that, you know, are my wife's from a previous relationship. But even though they're not biologically mine, they're, you know, they're all my kids. So, you know, I've got 7 kids. So, you know, throughout the years, tattooing has really always taken a back seat for a lot of stuff. I've always had to, you know, find work that offers healthcare, because healthcare is ultimately what we need. You know, so for the past 4 years, I've been working as a repair welder in a factory. But, you know, tattooing, artwork is really still my main passion in life. So, you know, I've kind of been focusing, trying to get that more the goal and more the permanent job instead of the side hustle or side job, as you want to put it. And yes, a lot of times that artwork has helped me get past some of the thoughts in my head at the time. Sometimes just tattooing simple little designs and just having to focus on what I'm doing has allowed me to get away from, you know, certain thoughts, certain feelings. And, you know, ultimately gotten my mind off of, you know, this desire that has really kind of consumed every bit of downtime thought process for the last 28 years. And, you know, and it does get worse or get more prominent, I guess, is what, you know, I want to look at when, you know, things in our, me and my wife's relationship are slow, or it feels like, you know, we're distant from each other. The thought process does get, you know, amplified for the most part, and really has, I've found that with my anxiety issues, with what I do know at this point is probably a depression issue. You know, I literally have family history of it, that when I'm in the down phases of these things, that's when I'm most at that top level of just wanting to get rid of it. When I'm in a, you know, an up stage where I'm happy, the desire is there, but it's not at the forefront. So, you know, I have that. For, you know, over the last, I don't even know what it's been at this point. I'd have to look it up, look into my, you know, actually written diary to figure it out. And, you know, that'll be a later episode of this podcast, as, you know, there is a lot to get on. And I really don't want to have an hour-long bounce around of everything. So, you know, I'm just going to leave this one at just an introduction of, you know, little about myself. And as this goes along, you'll probably learn more about me than I know about me. But for now, I'm going to leave it at that. You know, I know I will get into the lifestyle or the way of our relationship since the beginning of 2021. You know, I'll probably go in depth in some of the issues in the past of our relationship that, you know, a lot has to do with just my side of things. And, you know, I put a lot of blame on myself for a lot of things in my life. But that is because I have made quite a few mistakes in my life that have caused that. And that is one of my downsides to life, is I can be a perfectionist and I want to be in control of a lot of stuff. And I know that's not humanly possible. And, you know, impossible for the most part anyway. But it has put a strain on relationships. It's put a strain on friendships. It's, you know, so that's just, you know, how I am. And I do know that, you know, the thought processes in my head, especially around, you know, the removal of, you know, a penis, you know, you can't really just go out to your buddies and be like, yeah, well, I want to do this, you know. It's not even really something that's really easy to, you know, tell your significant other. And, you know, luckily, a couple months after myself and my significant other were dating, you know, 9 years ago, 8 years ago, time flies, I opened up to her and told her about my desires and, you know, about my feelings. Number one, because, you know, you don't want to be in a relationship with somebody who doesn't understand that. Because, you know, if you're with somebody for eight years, 9 years, and all of a sudden they spring something like that on you, you know, it might be a shock. You know, if you open up to somebody, you know, a few months into a relationship about that, you know, it gives them a chance to be the, you know, okay, this isn't going to work for me. You know, we haven't known each other long enough that we can walk away from this. There's not a whole lot invested in it. You know, where versus, you know, 8-9 years down the road, when you guys have invested a lot of time, a lot of energy, and a lot of emotions, a lot of feelings and whatnot into each other. So, you know, luckily for me, when I discussed this with her years back, she was kind of mixed emotions about it, I know, but she didn't run for the hills. So, you know, I had that going for me. And now, you know, we're looking, you know, 8 years later, we've been married for 5, and, you know, she's become more on board with the other end of it, the other side of it, versus where we were when we first met. So, you know, it's a kind of a give and take of a relationship that we both understand. There's desires, there's feelings, there's, you know, all kinds of thought process and all kinds of things going on in our heads. And so, you know, you get into that, you know, the BDSM, the kink, you know, fetish type stuff that, you know, a lot of people are afraid to discuss with each other, with their significant others, that we don't, you know, I've never understood it. So with that being said, you know, I'm going to cut this guy, you know, to an end now, because once again, you know, I can see my thought process, my, you know, where I'm at is going to start focusing again. So, you know, I'm going to leave it where it's at today. And then I will, you know, sit down and see where I want to go with my next episode. Try to, you know, solidify thoughts and all that. So until next time, this is the Ultimate Chastity Podcast Reboot. Hope to see you again soon. Peace out.